We're here at the Port vs. Expo football game, the first football game covered on WDOT this season. Schubert, are you excited?
I'm pumped. Hopefully Port gets the first one of the year against the Hicksville team that also has no victories.
Yeah, but both teams are on two, so this should be a good game. And should be a high-powered offensive affair for the Vikings.
Right now, Port Washington's like to receive, hopefully to get the tempo going with their spread offense and come out up 7-0.
Their newly acquired spread offense. Last year, they threw the ball 8 times per game. This year, they're throwing it every play. What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good change in pace. The NFL is evolving to a spread offense system. Mm-hmm. Maybe the high school game is also, as DeAndre Hall and Lee Stoddard are back to receive the kick.
And the kick by number 7 is a squib kick, which is received by Sean McCoy on the right sideline as he runs right past the 20 to about the 25.
And now, Port will start off 10 to 25 yard line against this Hicksville defense.
McCoy's a blazer out there. How do you think they'll use his speed?
Well, in a spread offense, maybe some end arounds or some wide receiver quicks, get him a little screen pass. As long as he gets Sean in space, the team has a better chance of winning.
And the quarterback for the Vikings is Tommy Marasek. And lined up at running back to his left is McCoy. And they run 4 wide receivers with Cohen, Hall,
Mike Padone, and Dion. And oh, you already said that, Darrell.
I'm looking. Valenti.
And Matt Valenti.
As Tommy takes the snap and hands it to McCoy, who runs to the left. To the left side half. Past the 30, on the left sideline at the 50, and he's shoved, and he goes out around the 55. What a 45.
Just like what I was saying before, get Sean McCoy in space, and you're a better team. His blazing speed gets the outside there, runs along the sideline, across the 50, and ports into Hicksville's side of the field.
Port sure is loving this new system as the ball is at the 50, on the left hash.
The plays are reeled in from their head coach, Ty Marisak, from the sidelines, using hand signals and a headset. And Tommy's about to take a snap from the shotgun.
Tommy takes the snap, looks right, throws a jump ball. Padone catches it at the 40, gets to the 42.
No juice on that, though. Mike Padone uses his leaping ability to go over the defender.
Padone, who is around 6'2", right?
Yeah, 6'2". Also plays defensive back for this team.
Gets his height and uses those big ups.
And he leaped over Stephen Wazalewicz from Hicksville.
I guess that's what these black coaches are doing. Ramsey, the new coach, looking to evolve this offense.
Well, see, they give it back to Sean McCoy.
Marisak takes the snap, hands it to McCoy. McCoy gets about 2 yards there.
This time 40. He gets bottled up mainly by number 43 for Hicksville, Casey Arena.
Now, if McCoy's going to go straight through the middle, he might as well bounce it around the outside, use his speed.
Yeah, I'm not so sure why Port wants to pound the ball. Offensive line isn't that great, and Sean is really an outside the tackles runner.
If you're going to pound the ball through the middle, put in Blaze Stoddard, a much bigger goal line back the Vikings use.
Yep, more like Port's version of Jerome Bettis.
As Marisak takes the snap, looks right, throws it to Padone. Padone sure looks like a big target as he breaks the tackle down the right sideline to the 20.
This time it was Dan Yates who had no answer from Mike Padone. And Padone gets the catch, turns upfield, and breaks the tackle. And now Port is inside the red zone.
They're on the right hash at the 20 as they look to hurry up. I don't think they've called many huddles.
No. If you like your personnel on the field, take advantage of it. Run a hurry-up offense and make sure you exploit the matchups.
And Marisak calls the snap. Well, he puts Hall in motion, and Hall grabs it, but there's a flag on the field.
Yep, that looked like a false start from my angle. And it should be noted that DeAndre Hall is just as fast as Sean McCoy. So they have multiple guys.
If not faster.
So Port does have some options with Crane in space. And as we said, it was a false start. Port will back up 5 yards, making a first and 15.
Now, Hall just grabbed that snap directly from the end-around position.
Yep, that's the wide receiver quick I was talking about. That's a play they can run with Sean and DeAndre Hall, and maybe could even evolve it into a double reverse.
As the ball is pushed back to the 25, they run it again with the end-around, faking it and giving it to McCoy on the right sideline as he gets the ball down to about the 15.
Yeah. McCoy jukes and spins. Looks a little bit like a Sean McCoy in the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, he does have the look of Adrian Peterson when he has that mohawk.
I think it's obvious that Hicksville cannot arm tackle Sean McCoy. They're going to have to gang tackle and force him to the inside if they want to contain him.
He always gets outside the hash.
Mm-hmm.
as Marisak looks to call. I'm saying a throw here.
Second and two.
Jump ball. Marisak looks left, throws it to Valenti, who catches it near the 10.
A great one-handed catch by Matt Valenti on the sideline, who was a corner last year, so we had to change positions this year.
Valenti plays on both sides of the ball, actually. He plays wide receiver and outside linebacker for this Viking team.
Very aggressive, very physical.
Loves to get down and dirty. As they're now on the left hash.
It's still third and two. They port not get any yards despite Valenti's amazing catch.
Marisak drops back, throws to McCoy. McCoy goes straight through the middle. Gain of about
5 or 6. Yeah. As Sean juked out number 29, Fitzgerald Cherubin. That is Fitzgerald, not Fitzgerald.
And it seems as if Marisak only looks to one target. What do you think of that?
Well, it's not the worst strategy. When you have Sean and Mike Badone, clearly your best offensive weapons, exploit them. I mean, if you allow Fitzgerald, don't throw the ball to early. Just
as they put in a goal line running back, Blaze Stoddard. And the handoff is to Stoddard, the big bruiser back, who gets it to around the 4.
Only a gain of 2 or 3, so maybe it's on like a 6-yard line.
Yeah.
But it's obvious that gain of 5, so it's on the 4.
Yeah.
I'm staying corrected.
Yeah.
But it's obvious that Blaze is their goal line back, and that Port does use different packages to take advantage of their matchups.
They go from four wide receivers to 3. As Stoddard picks it up the middle.
That one was Sean McCoy. Alright. Ball's on the 1-yard line on third down.
This is what you have
to do to succeed on any football level. Convert on short yardage red zone situations.
Pick the ball will probably go to Blaze.
Or a jump ball to Badone. Never underestimate that.
And the ball is given to
touchdown Port. A 7-0 lead, which is not a usual occurrence for this team.
Actually, it is a usual occurrence. Last week against Uniondale, Port scored first and took the opening lead and then was shut out the rest of the game until the last seconds.
Well, they're not going to hold Hicksville to nothing, so if they get shut out the rest of the game, there could be some trouble.
Uh-huh.
The ruling on the field is in question right now, as Port's head coach, Jamal Ramsey, is in discussion with the head umpire.
And
correction, it is fourth down, goal to go.
Fourth and goal,
correction.
As Port was stopped in the basically end zone. And the give is to Stoddard, who runs it
this time,
in.
No doubt, touchdown. Only person upset right now is Sean McCoy. Ruins his stats.
Yep.
For all you Sean McCoy fantasy football owners, now's not the time to celebrate.
It's okay. Sean loves the game and wants to win.
Good team player.
As Port goes for the field goal,
Tommy Weil is in for the field goal.
P-A-T.
Tommy, that's my notebook, Weil.
And as the snap is awful, but Tommy Marisak grabs it. And
the kick is just as bad as the snap. As he whiffs, the X point's no good. 6-0.
Marisak tried to get a hold on it, but could not.
Regardless, next point, you should have enough leg to put that over the uprights. And if Tommy Weil can't, they need to find a kicker who can.
Yes. Why don't they go to the soccer team? Arjan.
Arjan, Scott Regan, there's a lot of options there. Scott's in my gym class. He had a 30-yard field goal during gym.
Damn. Right there. With that ability, we could win.
Forrest had to kick the ball off. And Hicksville's offense is a bounce back and trying to gain some of the momentum they lost against Port right there.
This extra point is MVP, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be like 1 for 4.
As Valenti goaded to kick.
On that drive, Sean McCoy had about 35-yard rushing, nearly a touchdown. Blaze Stoddard had about 5 yards rushing for a touchdown.
Tommy, good drive.
Matthias Marisak was 2 for 2 for about 28 yards.
As Valenti, the replacement kicker, looks to go into the game and kick for the Vikings.
Is that Valenti?
Yes. Valenti is kicking now. Valenti, an ex-soccer superstar.
Yeah, I actually played with Valenti for three years on soccer. I know Valenti's got a strong leg.
He actually used to play a year up back in the day. So he's got a boot, and he boots it.
Oh.
Wow. Down to about the 20. as
number 10, Dan Yates, has the ball.
And he spins to about the 30-yard line.
Yep. And Hicksville will take over. Blaze Stoddard with a tackle. Touchdown and a tackle already. Versatile player.
Well, most of this Shriver offense also plays defense, if you look at their lineup.
Sean McCoy plays corner, as well as DeAndre Hall.
Big in on defense, Malik Merriweather, the 6'1", 200.
The 6'3", 250-pounder, our version of Albert Haynesworth, clogging up the middle.
In there at D-tackle, with Anthony DeVersa, another big boy down low.
Yep. Albert Haynesworth, meet Vince Wilfork. New England Patriots over here.
And then at the defensive end positions, we've got
Aaron Underwood.
And number 70.
And number 70, DeAndre Dumpson. A nice swing pass over here to Dan Yates.
Yates takes it for about 12 yards.
Clearly their most electrifying player. They want to get the ball just like Port wants, gets the ball to Sean McCoy.
Yates will be stuffed for Port to stop with his electrifying speed.
Mm-hmm. Hicksville is led by quarterback number 11, Mike McIlwee, who is a senior.
This senior looks to push this offense to get their first win this year, too.
Unlike Port, you can see Hicksville clearly wants to play at their speed. They go to the huddle, make sure they have the right play call, take advantage of the matchups, and it's not about pushing the pace. It's about getting the right play and executing it.
As Port looks to score as much as possible. And the handoff to the right.
A flexbone set with a speed option. That is different. Oh, what's that? I'm getting challenged by one of my peers here. You want to bet it's a flexbone set? I will argue that after.
I'm pretty sure it's a wishbone.
No, it's flexbone.
Three.
No, it's flexbone.
No.
Which one is a tailback again?
10 yards to go.
True.
I know my options. I watch Georgia Tech football. Don't laugh. Paul here.
Speaking of college football, it's a big day in college football today.
Yep. For all you people right now listening, banging about Notre Dame update. They are right now, they are up 7-6.
Ooh.
No, 7-6.
As number 11, Mike McElwee, takes the snap and...
Number 29.
Number 29 is also
Fitzgerald
a cornerback.
Charvin.
He was also a cornerback for them who could not stop Mike Padone.
Yep. Aaron.
The tackle was by Malik. Malik just clogs the lane and shoves him straight back down.
It's going to be hard to give it straight to the fullback or whoever is taking up the middle. When Malik is down there just clogging up the space, taking up two tackles.
The play I think Hicksville should run is the fake fullback halfback pitch.
Third and 8. Let's see if Hicksville sticks with the option.
As Hicksville runs someone outside, and he fakes that pitch and throws it long, and it's caught but incomplete. McCoy with the great coverage as Ramsey gets
that was
the head.
I thought that was Darrell Revis.
That was McCoy. We don't have Revis Island. We've got McCoy Island out here.
Regardless, that was great playing coverage as the ball was about to enter the receiver's hand. McCoy swatted it away.
And the pass Hicksville's was going towards number 44.
Michael Ho, 5'9", 165. Hicksville will be forced to punt here.
Does Hicksville have any big wide receivers in there? They could just throw up a jump ball to?
Hicksville's biggest wide receiver is 6'1", number 1, Chris Durham.
And it looks like they only run the offense with one wide receiver. It's a kick.
Number 40 for Port Washington. Which is not on our list of players. That should be the penalty right there.
As Hicksville was looking
to kick. Ineligible name for broadcaster downfield, 5-yard penalty.
Hicksville was looking to kick, but they get the automatic first down now.
Only 40 if it comes off.
Go look, Zach. Go check. Go ask Johnny.
And the quarterback enters into the huddle again to go for it on 4th and 3. So, this could be killer for Washington. You cannot have penalties on 4th down.
The new Port Washington call-up makes the stupid play as Jermaine Brown used to be on JV, now playing varsity. As
they will
Mike
complete it on 4th down for the first down as they advance to the 39-yard line. Tackled by Matt Valenti, who would have been back on the punt return.
Valenti is a very aggressive athlete in all aspects of his life.
Very competitive player in basketball, soccer, football, regardless.
Basketball this year, he looks to get a winning season going.
Plays very pedal to the metal attitude, and hopefully poor basketball can do as well as poor football's doing right now.
He wants a lot of fans at that game. As they line up to the left hash at the 40-yard line, as Mike McGowley takes it and quickly throws it out to Dan Yates, who runs around the outside.
That was
the
same
right
play they ran
on
first and 10 to start off this drive. Maybe they have a scouting report on board.
And they got it down to about the 34.
Tackled by Blaze Stoddard.
Gain of 5 on the play.
Second down. 8 yards to go.
Only a gain of 2 this time.
Second and 8 for Hicksville Comets.
On the 31-yard line. Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure that's wrong, but it's second and 8.
Yeah, the scoreboard's incorrect. It is actually second and 2.
No, they just changed it.
And that'll be enough for a first
down. They give the handoff to number 29, Fritz Gerald Charabin. Fritz Gerald Charabin is looking like a versatile player out there, both on defense and on offense.
Blaze Stoddard, another tackle. Now he has 3 tackles and a touchdown to his name.
Stoddard coming out hard as a senior.
Looking a little bit like Owen Marisak playing, you know, the power back role in the linebacker.
As Hicksville always going to the huddle.
Officials time out on the field.
Who's Owen Marisak?
Owen Marisak with a fullback for Stanford. He scored a pick 6 and fumble and rush touchdown against Notre Dame, and it was in the span of 1:30.
Wow.
Drafted by San Francisco 49ers.
As Padone gets taken off by the trainer, Rick Zappala. Rick, a great trainer, used to work at Hofstra until their football team was abandoned.
One of the most renowned trainers in the league.
He was an Olympic trainer in 1982 as the ball is ran by number 29 again for Gerald and Jay Cohen on the tackle.
Gain of 2 yards on the play.
Gain of 2 as the ball is now within the red zone.
Back to the Michael Padone injury. This could be crucial for Tommy Marisak. There's no doubt that Mike Padone is his security blanket, and if he's missing, Hicksville could send a lot more blitzes.
As they line up in that funky bone, whatever it is.
Flex bone.
Flex bone. And the handoff is given.
QB runs it. A quarterback keeper.
Tackle by Matt Valenti. Valenti sure is getting big in there. And I think it's just a scrape on Padone.
Well, that's what we have to hope for.
Bandaged up. As Hicksville is within 15 yards now.
Yeah, ball's on the 18.
No, it's on the 11. Yeah. The scoreboard is once again screwed up.
Another pitch to Dan Yates.
Yates on the outside.
Number 7.
And he gets into the left side. A touchdown for Dan Yates.
Number 7, Pat Rooney. Running back, linebacker, and kicker for the Hicksville football team, who seals the edge right there, allowing Dan Yates to get into the end zone.
Great block.
Great block by Pat Rooney. Looking like Vontae Leach out there. You know who that is, Chad?
Yes.
Good.
I'm pretty sure he's a cornerback.
No, fullback.
I'm thinking of another Vontae.
You think of Vontae Davis?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Port sure does need to get their tackling up.
Yeah, they cannot miss. Both sides right now are missing tackles. It's a very sloppy football game. Looks like this could be a high-scoring affair.
As the kick is ready by number 7. And the snap is actually good. And the kick is actually off.
Wide right.
How do you kick a field goal?
Attention, all young and up-and-coming kickers. Do not look at the highlights of this football game. This is a clinic of how not to kick.
I'm pretty sure it's only, 16 yards for a field goal? Plus the 10.
For an extra point, it's 19. Stack in the 2, go back. Yeah, it's 17.
17
yards.
That's about right. So 17 yards and they can't get it in.
Thankfully for Fort, that keeps the score tied. Now Tommy Wiles' mistake is erased. 6-6 ball game here.
And it looks like Fort will not be kicking any field goals today. It's shown for every fourth down. Yeah. Kicking blunders.
3:28 left to go in the first quarter as we're tied here. Chad, what have you seen so far from Port that you're like?
I like the hustle, hurry up offense, taking advantage of the corners on the field, throwing 2 balls to Stone on the outside because clearly he has a mismatch out there.
My opinion, two versatile players, Matt Valenti and Blaze Stoddard, making impacts both on offense and defense, really putting in the grit and the hustle that every successful football team needs.
As Hicksville comes out, number 7 to take the kick.
Last time Pat Rooney's squib kicked it, let's see if he does that again.
Well, with his kicking blunder, he probably will squib kick it.
Well, I don't think it's about that. I think their head coach, Craig Stuber, wants to keep the ball out of Sean McCoy's hands any way possible. He's definitely seen the film. He knows Sean is the offense. As Sean goes, the court goes.
I don't think number 7 has much power in his foot after watching that PAT.
I'm not sure anyone on this field today does.
As he squib kicks it again, and it's covered by number 15.
Angel Reyes.
Angel.
A sophomore for the team.
Yeah. The two sophomores, Angel and Robert Reyes, will probably get a lot of time at cornerback, so I've heard from my scout, Johnny Weber.
Don't name drop.
No, he's on the team. And I'm getting eaten alive.
Mosquitoes are attacking us. Fine with dedication for the crack. We'll continue.
As Port lines up on the 30 left hash, and Padone is into the game.
Flexed out wide toward our sideline, the left sideline.
Marisak hands to McCoy, who bounces it around the right sideline, but then tries to go back to the middle. Why would he try to go back to the middle? He gets about 7 there as he's slow to get up, but.
And he's coming toward the sideline. Looks like he needs some ice or at least a look from the trainer.
Yeah. They are likely to sub in Stoddard, although doesn't look like anyone's going in, as McCoy walks over, and Stoddard's being taped. Termaine Brown, sophomore, goes in at running back for this
play. Why you need depth.
You've got to see that there's a pass coming here. They've got no one to run the ball. And the throw is up, and it's intercepted by number 24 on Hicksville. Jay Cohen with the tackle.
5'9", 155, sophomore, junior.
Tommy could not get the throw all the way out there.
How many picks is that for Marisak on the season?
That is his 7th on the season.
In 3 games, not the best ratio.
Yeah, that was not a good throw by Marisak. He's got to clean that up.
And one of Ty Marisak's most trusted receivers, Jay Cohen, is not happy with him on the sideline, looking like a little T.O. Don McNabb riff.
As Angel Reyes goes into the game at cornerback, and we have a fan base behind us.
Yeah, it's no doubt we'll attract the pack, Chad.
Oh yeah, of course. As they wind up in their flex bone offense once again, and they put number 10, Tyler Yates, in motion. Now Dan Yates for the
Aaron Underwood, great wrap up.
Time. Underwood gets there and reads it. They do that same thing every time they put him
in
motion.
Just like I was saying before, first and 10, the 3 times that they've had first and 10 so far recently, they've done a nice little pitch, Dan Nate trying to get him in space. It is obvious what's coming, unless they're setting Port Washington up for a fake later, which could end up being a big play.
Port's got to read that. Underwood was in the backfield that time. Great play.
Second and 15 on the 48-yard line. Let's see what Hicksville calls up here.
Yates back again. Motioning number 44. He has no tailback in there now. Only 2 wide backs.
Maybe he'll keep it himself like he did that one time.
And he drops back to throw. As
number 1, Chris Durham counts it. As you said,
their big receiver.
Yeah, their 6'1 receiver. Probably the red zone threat.
Gotta think he's their safety blanket.
One of the rare passes by Hicksville is clearly want to dominate you on the ground and control time of possession.
As Stone makes the tackle.
For an official measurement.
Time out for an official measurement. It's intense.
Bring out the chain gang. Yeah, here comes the chain gang.
What do you think Marisak's thinking right now?
Marisak has to be thinking that whenever he gets back on the field, he has to make amends for his mistake. He can't dwell on it. He has to come back and just do what he did on the first drive.
He is standing alone off to the right side of his bench. He's got to be thinking something. He should be more involved.
Although, I'll tell you what the coach is thinking right now. Please, Sean McCoy, be healthy. Please, Sean McCoy, be healthy.
McCoy is clearly the threat out there. I don't know why he didn't just throw the ball to a safety blanket coming across the middle.
It was just a bad read of the defense. Everyone makes mistakes. Unfortunately, Tommy's made 7 this season.
Good call. Yeah. although they are looking for Johnny Weber to make an impact next week as a big wide receiver.
Johnny Weber, sure-handed, good route runner, hopefully going to be another security blanket for Tommy.
As number 11 just takes it straight through the middle for the 1 or 2
yards. For the first down. Yeah. It was 3rd and 1, Mike McElwee. When in doubt, keep it yourself.
Mike McElwee with the carry. First down, himself.
Mike McElwee sure is doing a good job controlling this offense.
Look, there's 1:27 to go in the first quarter, and I would bet that Hicksville's had the ball for at least 65% of this quarter.
Yeah. Port does not like controlling the clock.
No, and I'm sure the defense really regrets that. They get tired, worn down, all of a sudden the legs get exhausted.
Yeah. That could be one of the reasons why Port's defense has given up an average of 39 points a game.
That's way too much. Looks like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, and a flag is called on Malik.
Malik, who made such a good run-stopping play before, decides, I'll go for it again, but this time he encroaches.
As Marisak runs up the hill to go talk to his quarterback coach.
Encroachment is the call on the Vikings, 5-yard penalty.
As we see, there is a slight fan base in Port football. There is some spirit still alive in the school.
It's a good turnout. Everyone's hoping to see that first landmark win.
Diego is in the house.
One minute to go. Let's see if Hicksville can put some more points on the board before the end of the first quarter.
Mike McElwee to take the snap. And he hands it off to number 24, a new running back into the game.
Everett Hincapie, the same man who intercepted Marisak only moments before. This time gets stuffed for a loss by Malik, who makes up for that encroachment penalty on the previous play.
Malik sure has been big in there.
Besides that one mistake, he played an extremely solid game.
As the clock now hits 30 seconds, still to remain.
30 and a half seconds, 2nd and 5, and Hicksville's on the 30-yard line on the right hash mark.
You gotta think they're looking to score.
And you gotta think it's 4-down territory, based on what we've seen out of Rooney's leg.
Yeah. As they line up in that wishbone formation. And the handoff is to
number 22, Richie Waters, 5'7", 180, scat back.
No, 29, Fitzgerald.
Oh, my informant was incorrect. Fitzgerald Jonathan.
As stopped by Merriweather. Merriweather's third big clog to get.
And that is the end of the first quarter.
Maybe Merriweather is what they missed last year. As we end this first quarter with the score tied 6-6. Did you pause?
No, sure.
Yes. So, game for almost tied at 6 after the first quarter. Here is senior Rob Weinstein with the stats.
As far as statistics go for the first quarter, QB Tommy Marisak for the Port Washington Vikings has 28 yards with one interception. Sean McCoy has 55 yards, and Stoddard has 6 yards with a TD. On the receiving end, Padone is the only receiver with a catch, 28 yards, and Tommy Weil has missed an extra point. On defense for the Vikings, Underwood has 1 tackle, Malik leading the way with 3 tackles, and Stoddard and Valenti each with 2.
Good job, Rob. Jake is back in the studio here. Chad is taking a little break. Did I miss you?
Yeah.
Of course.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
I like your flex phone.
Thank you. It is a flex phone. I can prove that later.
It is. So who's getting the ball here? Hicksville?
Hicksville's ball on 30-yard line, 3rd and 5.
3rd down. 4 yards to go.
This could be a big momentum swing if Ford can stop him here.
And Hicksville QB runs the option right.
Mike McElwee keeps himself.
About 2 or 3 yards, so.
Cuts him a 4th down.
Forces a 4th down here for Hicksville.
Anthony DeVersa on the stop, and I would bet a lot. And Hicks will be going for him in 4th down.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the kicker is too good, missing that extra point.
Yeah, and this doesn't give Port that great a field position, so it's not giving them a huge advantage. They'll probably sit down and try to give the ball to Dan Yates.
Yeah, even if they don't convert, Port's going to have to go down the field to get the score.
Making some substitutions. Number 4, Dan Schultz, and number 44, Michael Huff, are in on the
game for Hicksville.
Yeah, entering the game for Hicksville.
Who's the Kuda?
Mike McElwee. Well, is under center. Oh, they marked it a first down. Generous spot.
29. Fitzgerald Chervin in the backfield.
Don't you love that
Mike
name?
Mike McElwee with the handoff.
Fumble.
Fumble. Ball's loose. Stoddard. Stoddard's over the pile. Stoddard forced it, and Stoddard also recovered it. No, Stoddard recovered it. He's under there. No.
Number 65, Ben Dell, forced the fumble.
Stoddard picked it up.
Blaze Stoddard picks up the scraps. Fort football on Fort the 21-yard line.
21-yard line. Marisak needs to make amends for that interception. It was just a poorly thrown ball. He's going to have to make better reads. What do you think, Jake?
Let's see if Fort just hands the ball to Sean McGoin. Tries to keep the ball out of Tommy Marisak's hands as much as possible.
McCoy's healthy, isn't he?
McCoy is back.
That's crucial.
Fully healthy. Critical.
All right, Port set it up in the spread. Padone on the right.
You see Tommy barked out in the huddle. Silver. Let's see what the play call is.
Padone and Hall, wide right. At the left hash from the 21. And the snap. Hands off to McCoy. To the left side. A little shake and bake. He's coming down the sideline. Oh, and he goes out of bounds about the 22.
Looks like he was trying to tackle the ref there.
Looks like it was about a 1 yard gain.
Second and nine
from the 22. I think the key here for Port might be extra points.
All kidding aside, that could be critical in this game.
Really,
if Hicksville can't capitalize on extra points, might as well take the chance that you have.
Both teams seem to have poor defenses and solid offenses.
Let's see if either one of the teams eventually goes for 2-point conversions.
Marisak from the left hash. Second and nine in the shotgun. He looks right. Decides to scramble right. Gives it to Hall. Oh, but Hall drops it and is clobbered by number 44.
Michael Hoff.
Is he related to Michael Hoff, the safety on the Raiders?
Last name spelled differently, so I highly doubt it. Plus, that'd be a big age gap.
True. Third and nine now for the Vikings. I really think they need to get the first here, or else they're going to be punting it to about the 50. Give Hicksville a good
field. I hate to disagree with Port's head coach, Jamal Ramsey, but I run the ball second and nine. Marisak has not had a sharp game, and Sean McCoy has been electrifying.
And now that you're third and nine, Marisak's got a fast ball. Shotgun formation again. Every play's been in the shotgun.
Yeah, spread offense.
Matt Valenti runs right. Marisak hands it off to McCoy, who is elusive out of the backfield. He's going down the sideline to the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. He's in. Sean McCoy, an 80-yard run, folks. You heard it here. 80-yard run for McCoy. The college is going to like that one, Schubert. College is going to like that one, Schubert.
Maybe we can see a nice little D1 scholarship.
80-yard run from McCoy. That was just beautiful.
Any scouts in attendance?
McCoy started off right. Valenti threw him a block. And he shifted left and just went down the sideline.
If you remember before, Pat Rooney had a huge block that let Dan Yates run in for a touchdown. That play, Matt Valenti seals the edge, and no one is
also
catching Sean McCoy.
Also, can't forget Victor Lee and DeVerse on the left.
Yeah.
And now Tommy Wild comes in with what I see as a crucial extra point. Oh, except no, Ramsey's sending the offense out to go for two. What do you think of this?
Well, I just said it before. I wonder what teams are going to start going for 2-point conversions. But the kicker is still in. Tommy Marisak will just be holding the ball. And Tommy Wild will be setting up for the extra point. Let's see if he can do better
75
than last
Tommy
time.
Wild?
75 is Tommy Wild.
All right, come on, Tommy. Really going to need to make this. This is actually a crucial kick.
And the snap, good hold, the kick.
Oh, it's blocked.
It is blocked.
It's blocked, but you know what? I don't think they had enough mustard on it to make it anyway.
There was no chance. Number 43, Casey Arena ended up blocking the kick.
As much as Tommy Wild is a good kid, a good kicker, we're going to need a better kicker out there.
Now the score is 12-6. How often do you see that in an NFL game?
12-6? I think that was my Madden game score this morning. 12. I went for the 2-point conversion.
It is clear Ford has to start going for 2-point conversions. There's no doubt.
Sean is on the sideline. I think he's fine. I think he's just out of breath. He ran for 80 yards.
I will be too if I ran 80 yards that quick.
Johnny Weber, number 85, is helping Sean. He's not eligible to play yet, but he will be next week.
Next week, we'll see how Johnny can do, capitalizing on his opportunity to play on this depleted Fort Washington team.
Just said hi to my main man, Spencer.
Like I told Chad, no name drop.
So Port is up 6, early 2nd. I haven't seen this since I was a freshman.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Let's see if Port can actually win a game.
Now, Matt Valenti looks like he's going to go out there and take the kick again. Valenti, last time, kicked it, put it into about the 20. Think he can do it again?
Hopefully. Set Port up, and then set Hicksville back, and let Port win the battle through position.
Interestingly enough, high school games, I guess, they kick it from the 40.
Well, give them an extra life. They need that boost.
Valenti gets ready to kick here. Runter Wood and Jermaine to his left.
10:57 to go in the second quarter.
Port up
12-6.
And the kick. It is not a good one. Hitting the 30 and bouncing. Number 25 on Hicksville breaks his few tackles, breaks another tackle. He's brought upon by Blaze Stoddard, number 22 with the tackle.
And number 25, Cedric Mirafol, a junior, brought him up to a 41-yard line.
Jake?
Cedric Mirafol is 5'9", 185.
Looks like he weighs over 200 to me.
Ouch.
Hicksville has great field position at the 41 here.
Is it better take by Matt Valenti?
Just to give an update here, Porter's up 12-6 with 10:50 left in the second. McCoy has about 150 all-purpose yards by now.
Yeah, he is playing fantastic.
I think Tommy's just got to feed him the rock. They got to get back to how they played with Krieger a few years ago.
Sean McCoy is getting looked at by a few D1 schools. Let's see if this game puts him over the edge.
Yeah, he's looking excellent. Port's getting ready. Hicksville, are they in the flex bone? They are in the flex bone again.
McCoy not in the game.
Sean McCoy not in the game on corner. Still gas from his long run.
Corners of D'Angelo Hall and Valenti.
Again, the swing pass of Dan Yates.
Dan Yates, ooh. Dan Yates just keeps on running about a 10-12 yard game, but there's a flag on the play.
Now there's a second flag flies in.
See what the refs come up with here.
Fourth time on first and 10, there's been a swing pass to Dan Yates. Port has got to recognize what Hicksville is trying to do.
I think the outside linebackers need to make better reads.
I would agree with that. Let's see what the flag is.
See what the penalty is.
Outside linebackers are Valenti and
Jay.
No, Jason's side. Doesn't look.
And the flag is?
Yeah, Stoddard.
Horse collar. Horse collar on Port. That is a 15-yard penalty, I believe, brings Hicksville to the 33-yard line.
Inexcusable. On the first drive, there was an encroachment penalty that extended Hicksville's drive. They ended up scoring 6 points. If Hicksville scores in this drive off a 15-yard penalty, it'll be clear that Hicksville is scoring off the detriment of Port Washington and not by their own play.
First and 10 from the 33 now. What's his name?
Mike McElwee.
Under center. Fitzgerald in the backfield with Yates. Yates is not here. Yates is not in the backfield, which is good for Port. McElwee goes back, looks right, throws a 20-yard bomb in the air, and it is caught. By 44, Huff is all over the place, defensively and offensively.
Jay Cohn was a man covered on that play, and he had a terrible jump on that ball.
It looked like Padone came for safety help, but he was too late.
Padone and Dion.
Bracket coverage there, yet Mike McElwee, the senior, was still able to get the ball in.
Hicksville down to the Port 15, about?
Yep, about the 15.
Actually, it's the 10-yard line.
10-yard line. Although, Hicksville's not in a field goal range. 11-yard line. I would highly doubt they're in field goal range.
So we're at the 11-yard line here. First and 10. Fitzgerald behind McElwee. McElwee takes a snap, and it's a QB sneak, but he's taken down by right end. Number 88, looks like that was
Aaron Underwood. It was number 34, Jay Cohn. That still does not make up for the last play he screwed
up on.
Like
Cohen and Underwood.
By number 65, Mandel.
That's right.
What?
Gain of 2 yards on the play.
On the
second
third
down.
Drive.
The board is wrong here. They fix it. Second and 10 from...
Second and 8.
Second and 8 from the Port 9. So Hicksville, to get a first down, needs to get all the way to the ball.
As we cross the 10-minute mark in
Port's
the second quarter.
Port's defense has really got to buckle down and just watch for the run, because that's what they've been doing with Yates, Fitzgerald, and the QB. Fitzgerald under center.
This is where Chris Durham, the 6-1 receiver for Hicksville, should really take advantage.
Looks for the goal line fade.
Oh,
the middle. Number one.
Chris Durham.
What did I just say? Jacob Schubert called the play.
Future head coach for Washington football.
And now a crucial extra point for Hicksville.
Gotta be honest to my own horn, they're a pretty good call.
Good call. Chris Durham had actually no linebackers covering him and just walked in.
Single cover, nice little slant around Mike McElwee, reason to play.
McElwee's got a ball. It was a nice ball.
Yeah. In for the extra point as McElwee will hold the ball. Interesting, both starting quarterbacks are the holders for these teams.
Pat Rooney, number 7, in for the extra point. And you know, you're going to have to say he misses this one.
I'm going to call him Meek. I'm an optimist.
Let's go. Blaze Stoddard looks to block the kick. And it is...
Where was that before?
That was good. Beautiful kick by Rooney. Way past the uprights. And Hicksville... Hicksville's got a 13-12 lead, which could provide to be... destructive.
2 seconds remaining in the first half.
The score should be 14-14, but extra points have been absolutely crucial in this affair.
So far, the kickers are heavy.
Coach Simonoi is getting all the offense players together to give him a little pep talk. Wonder what he's talking about. What do you think he's talking about, Jake?
My opinion, they're saying, Sean, you had a great play last time. Let's establish the play-action pass off of your run and see if we get the corners on the seam to back off and then run to the outside.
Sean McCoy's looking like LeSean McCoy out here.
Yeah, and that's not an easy thing to do.
It is really not.
Speaking of LeSean McCoy, former Pittsburgh running back, the update on Notre Dame game is Notre Dame is still up 7-6.
Nobody cares.
I care deeply.
Denard Robinson, three rushing touchdowns.
Denard Robinson has three rushing touchdowns for you college football fans.
19 carries, 167 yards. Very mobile quarterback.
And the kick team
marches onto the field.
The receiving team comes out.
And the kick team.
I couldn't think of it.
And the kick team.
Special teams, there we go. Yeah.
Sean McCoy and DeAndre Hall back to receive. DeAndre Hall has been less of a factor in this game than I expected. A little disappointing.
Yeah, he's a little undersized, that player receiver in this league.
In this league?
High school league. Pat Rooney will kick off.
Whistle blows him.
Just to point out, every Port player is off the bench except Jay Cohn right now. Looks like he's sulking a little bit. What do you think he's thinking about?
Probably about the touchdown that just happened last night. Maybe he should have been in coverage over there.
Yeah, he's been playing poor in the linebacker so far. And Rooney with the kick. It is another squib. Picked up by number 15, Angel Reyes.
Angel Reyes. Special teams extraordinaire.
I gotta say, Angel Reyes really knows how to jump on the ball. I like this kid. His twin is Robert Reyes, number 17.
Angel Reyes.
High football IQ. Ball on the ground, just jump on it.
The ball was spotted on the Port Washington.
Looks like Tommy's going to be handing off to McCoy every play.
Tommy's having trouble getting the call from the sideline. Calling for Coach Ramsey. Colin gets the play in. Port back in their shotgun spread offense. It's been with Sean McCoy line up next to Tommy Marizak.
Port has the ball to their own 31-yard line. Marizak gets the ball, hands it off to McCoy. McCoy heads left down the sideline. And he is tackled, wow, tackled hard by
number one, Chris Durham.
Who scored a touchdown. That was a very well-formed and hard tackle by Durham. Looked like McCoy picked up a couple.
Loss of two.
Loss of two.
Second and 12.
Durham with a
tackle. Would you pass here if you report?
No, keep it on the ground with McCoy. Maybe give him a counter right.
Fourth line up on the left hash mark is the 31-yard line.
Classic four wide receiver set for Port. Jay on the left.
I think they're passing.
Three on the right. Bunch formation. Marizak looks right.
Pump
fakes it. Now he's running.
Right.
He's trying to avoid the blitz. And he just throws it out of bounds. Intended for number one, DeAndre Hall.
Well, you got to be honest. At least time Marizak threw the ball out of bounds there. Set into the hands of the Hicksville defensive back. Third and 12. Let's see what Coach Ramsey draws up here for Tommy.
Did he draw McCoy, or is it Tommy against third down field?
No, I think Ramsey has trust in Marisak. I think they'll pass it here. Look for Michael Padone, definitely catch it.
From
though.
The left half, Port sets up in their typical four wide receiver set. McCoy behind Marisak. Just to point out, Tommy Weil is the center and also the kicker. Marizak gives it to McCoy on third and 12, and he is stopped for a loss of at least two or three. Number 20 got in the backfield.
Number 29, Fitzgerald Charabin.
And also number 20, Edris Samadi.
Edris Samadi, first time we called his name.
Fitzgerald Charabin.
6'2", 195.
Fourth and 12 now. Who's going to punt? Is it Valenti? Is it going to be Weil, or are they going to go for it?
Fourth and 12.
Looks like Sean McCoy.
Sean McCoy is the punter for this team.
Punting the ball. Fourth and 15.
I wonder if they have any fake punt plays of Sean McCoy back there.
One would only wonder and hope, Jake. Wonder and hope. Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Just what Porter needed to move back more.
Flag on. Looks like number two, Blaze Stoddard.
22, Blaze Stoddard.
What'd I say?
Two.
Try attack.
Speaking of number two, Tommy Marizak heads over to the sideline after a nice Gatorade break.
Oh, they have rescinded the flag.
Refs were a little trigger happy there. McCoy back for the punt. Oh, and that is about a 10-15 yard punt.
You would think that football was a grenade. Everyone's screaming, get away.
Picked up by Jermaine at Port's 47-yard line. So Hicksville is already in Port's field.
South Kachopo to the house.
On the Port Washington.
Very poor kick by McCoy. I'm shocked because he's just been excellent in all areas.
Number 11 for Hicksville, our senior quarterback, Mike Mekowee, getting ready to join the huddle. He has shown he can throw the deep ball. I would wonder if they could fake the halfback sling Danny Yates and get Chris Durham going deep. That could be a huge play.
Chris Durham seems to be too much to handle for the Port linebackers. He is just too strong and tall.
Number 1, DeAndre Hall, is matching up
just
on number 1, Chris Durham.
Hicksville center is very undersized. We can exploit that. We got Fitzgerald in the backfield. Oh, it's a QB sneak. Taken down. Three tacklers on the play.
Blaze Dodder was the one holding him up there. Good
Looks
job,
like number
Blaze.
65, Bendel got in the mix there.
Mike McAfee on the carry.
Ooh, number 66, Albert Hainsworth. I mean Malik Merriweather was the one who was limping after the play.
Now, why is Malik tucked in his shirt?
Malik had a torn ACL last year.
Oh, that is not good. Malik had a torn ACL last year. Let's hope it's not any sort of recurring injury.
I don't think so. He's on the field.
Yeah, if it was torn ACL, we would know about it.
Port's D lines up in about, I think it's a 4-3.
Second and 7 for X.
Padone has the lone safety. Looks like Port's showing blitz to me. Padone is way up, right behind the right end. And they give it a number 24.
24.
Oh, Bendel forces a fumble. Yeah. Vincent Misocia, number 11, Vincent Misocia, picks up the fumble caused by Bendel, and Port has it on Hicksville's 38.
Bendel is playing a fantastic game.
What do you think about the pickup by Misocia? Should he have jumped on it, or he played it well?
I think a smart play, second forced fumble for Bendel. Mike Mekowee was there to also recover the ball. Make sure you retain possession. Don't go for the big play. Give your offense a chance to do something for you.
Now Port has a chance to go downfield at Hicksville's 40.
7:26 to go in the half.
This is where you gotta just give the ball to McCoy.
No point
of throwing in first and 10.
Has Port 1 run play action this game?
I don't believe so. I don't know if it's in their playbook. Cohen lined up to the left at the left hash. Marzak takes a snap. It's a shotgun. It's a throw. He gives it to McCoy. It's a little screen pass. McCoy gets by the D. Gets to Port's 22-yard line. Taken down by number 29, Fitzgerald.
Christopher Seifert, a pulling offensive lineman on the screen, really got ahead of Sean McCoy and made sure he was
got
on touch
to start. Got downfield like Jason Peters.
Oh, there's a flag.
The Eagles.
Jason Peters was great.
How many yards is that?
That was about a 20-yard
A flag took it back. That will be redone, and Port will be moving back here.
Just... Oh, Jake, your offensive lineman looked illegally downfield.
The offensive lineman who I just praised turns out had a really bad play.
Who was that, by the way?
Chris Seifert.
Chris Seifert?
He's a 5'9 sophomore.
Yeah, the sophomore Seifert and Jermaine committed too many penalties.
Showing their inexperience.
I agree. Except for Angel Reyes.
Hey, Angel Reyes. Special teams extraordinaire. Set
one,
I'll say
backed up to their... to Hicksville's 45-yard line at the left half.
DeAndre Hall just communicating with Marisak again. Let's see if the play is drawn up for him.
First and 15. Snap to McCoy to the right. Oh, he goes right into the middle, and he will not go down. He's running backwards, though, Jake.
Fumble.
No, fumble. McCoy fumbles it, and it goes out of bounds at Port's 40. I don't know why McCoy ran backwards. That was just a poor decision.
Well, maybe that 180-yard run got to his head. He's looking for every big play instead of just taking the yards.
That was a loss.
That ball rolled back for about 15 yards.
No, McCoy lost about 5 yards. Then the fumble went about 10 yards back until it went out of bounds, which was lucky for Port.
Can you say second and long? This is going to be about second and 30.
I think. Can Marzak throw it for a 30-yard completion here? Or?
No. Simply no. Unless it's a yard after catch.
39 yards to go.
Yeah, I think Marzak will definitely be throwing here.
Oh, sorry. I under-exaggerated. Second and 39.
Number 22, Blaze Stoddard in the backfield. McCoy's taking a breather. Tommy looks back. Throws to the number 10. Oh, no. It's
picked
off.
What a pick.
Beautiful catch.
Number 7, Pat Rooney, my main man.
Pat Rooney,
the kicker. The fullback. The D-back. What can he do?
I got to say, Tommy, that was not a bad throw. He tried to get into a small window, which might not have been a good decision, but the throw was not bad.
By the way, shout out to number 1, Chris Durham. He initially tipped the ball.
Pat Rooney with a Troy Polamalu-esque catch.
Marisak is 8th pick in 2.5 games on the season.
After the tip by Durham, right?
Yep.
Jake, you love Durham, don't you?
Durham and Rooney, my main man.
Hicksville has it at their own 48. This game has just been played from the 40 to the 40.
So true.
And even the punts, they don't go very far.
What punts?
I think we've been talking a lot about kicking.
Well, with such teams as this bad, you have to.
I know.
I watched the Chargers game.
Hicksville with number... Who's that in the backfield?
That is number 22.
42.
Waters.
Oh, tipped by Valenti. 42. Valenti is a great overall football player. See what he did there? He jumped in front of the pass and got the tip.
Heads up, high football IQ, aggressive, good natural abilities. Valenti is a solid all-around player.
The whole coaching staff is screwing fumble.
Pass is deflected by number 10. That's Valenti.
It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 49-yard line, with 6:48 to go in the half. Hicksville up 13-12. I see if Hicksville runs on the second down.
I'm actually appalled by the special teams.
Oh, it is slightly embarrassing.
Slightly?
More than slightly, to be honest.
Hicksville lines up in their flex bone. 29, Fitzgerald in the backfield. Fitzgerald takes a pitch, botches it, picks it up, scampers to the left side, and he is not taken down until he gets to Port's 46-yard line.
Good job at Port keeping their gap contained despite the ball going on the floor.
Yeah, that looked like it was going to be a 3-yard loss, but Fitzgerald picked the ball up, got himself together, and got about a 10-yard gain.
Mike Padone with the tackle. Tackle by Blaze Stoddard. Correction.
Stoddard and Ben Delgan, a lot of tackles today.
Blaze Stoddard is the best defensive player on the field right now.
I don't know, Ben Delgan.
Hicksville has a 3rd and 5 now from Port's 46-yard line.
3rd and 5, right? Or 2nd and 5? 3rd and 5.
Lined up at the left half.
Crucial 3rd down situation.
Number 23 is in the backfield. 29, Fitzgerald.
Number 10 in motion, Dan Yates.
Dan Yates looks right. Oh, number 11, Vincent Misocha almost gets the sack, but QB gets it away.
Great call by Port Washington. Blitzing off the edge, blitzing guys who can keep up with Mike McAway, making sure he can't escape from the pocket. Great play call.
Great play by Vincent Misocha to get in the backfield.
4th and 5, and the punter, Pat Rooney. The punter, kicker, fullback, defensive back. Pat Rooney.
As Jake Owen says to Jermaine, don't jump.
Jermaine's entered the game as the rest of the players prepare to throw the yellow flag.
If anybody does jump off sides here, it would be a first down for Hicksville, so Port really needs to buckle down.
Sean McCoy waiting back to receive the punt. Let's see if they even give him a chance.
Sean McCoy's a little far back for my liking. Rooney boots it.
Oh, good. Solid punt.
Looks like McCoy will get it. Oh, he drops it. Picks it up and just takes the knee at the 10-yard line. McCoy, ever since that 80-yard run, has just seemed like he's not into the game. His thoughts are elsewhere.
I remember after the 80-yard run, he was on the bench, really gassed, really exhausted. Maybe he's fatiguing and needs that halftime break to get back to what he was in the first half.
I see Bendel on the sideline smiling. Like, he should be smiling. He's been playing excellent. Forced 2 fumbles.
Ball is spotted on the Port Washington
12-yard
line.
Ford has the ball at the 10. Marizak's got to make sure he doesn't get safetied, so he's probably going to hand the ball.
Or throw a pick and have Hicksville in the red zone.
Port backed up.
Well, let's see if Port does what they've done every single first down, which is a sweep to Sean McCoy.
And the shotgun, of course. Marizak gets the ball. There's
and
no
it's
play.
A sweep to Sean McCoy.
Tackle by number 23.
I'd say 5 yards. You know how bad it is. 5 yards.
But McCoy does a great job of getting the ball, getting low, and just getting those extra yards.
Second down.
Close game.
Sean McCoy has racked up.
Racked up numerous rushing yards here, helping lead Port to 12 points in this game.
He's racked up at least 150 yards on the ground in there. 145, correction.
Yeah. 145 rushing yards and a half.
Marizak to sweep to Stoddard, who just falls right
Great
over.
Tackle by number 42, Ron Bauer.
73, actually.
Was it 73?
Yeah.
73, Michael Marchewaka.
Marchewaka just tripped up Stoddard.
I assume he's a Cherokee Indian, based on the last name.
Are you allowed to do that?
Why? That's a Cherokee last name. Marchewaka. That's a Cherokee last name.
Roosevelt's brother. That guy looks exactly like him. To the right there.
3rd and 8 here for Port on the 12-yard line.
Marisak looks right, now looks left, a little pass to McCoy. McCoy is elusive out of the backfield, to the sideline. A little spin move, and he is taken down.
I don't know short of the first down.
I don't know why McCoy doesn't just go straight and get the first. Why does he try to get the pick?
Trying to avoid contact.
Sean McCoy on the carry.
Exactly like
oh my god, it does.
Oh my god.
Who's?
Rob. Rob, is that Noah?
Rob knows it is. Oh my god. DeAndre Hall.
As the ref has called a water break.
Ramsey shouting out water.
So now we have some time to talk over here. What has been your impression right now over these 3 minutes and 30 seconds?
Well, I think that Port can move the ball when using McCoy and Stoddard efficiently, but they really can't get down the field on a third and long. Here's our stat guy, Robert Weinstein, to update you folks.
Yes, we have 4 minutes to go in the second, in the first half. As far as this quarter goes, Tommy's not doing so well with 1 INT, so it makes it 2 for the game. Sean McCoy had a huge run for 87 yards, but since then, he has been stuffed. And as far as defense goes, Ben Dell with a huge quarter, 2 forced fumbles, Michosha with a fumble recovery, and Stoddard with another fumble recovery. Thank you.
And we're back. We're getting a pep talk on the sideline.
Simonelli, he really knows how to give a good pep talk. One time he thought, a few years ago, I was like doing something stupid at tennis, and he gave me a good yell.
Oh, yeah? Did it inspire you to be better?
I was a little confused.
A little confused? It's all right.
Padone on the sideline, but it does not look like he's injured.
As players enter the field again, getting ready for the fourth and fourth.
I want to give a shout-out to Rick Sapowell, because, I mean, he's just an excellent trainer.
He's always I already gave a shout-out to him.
I know, but he's just such a good trainer.
The trainer.
Port is a 4th and 4 from their own 17, and McCoy will look to punt, but yeah, look for the fake here. They only need 4 yards, and I don't know. I know they're in their territory.
I think this far backed up, no chance for a fake.
It's possible.
Oh, flag. This could be huge.
If it's on Hicksill, Port will have the first down.
Nope. It is a false start, and Port will move even farther back.
Looks like that was Malik, number 66.
Malik has learned how to hold his water.
5-yard penalty. 4th down.
Number 3:35 to go in the quarter. High snap for the punt.
Oh, it's a flag on the play.
Another false start.
People almost blocked that punt, Jake.
That'd be fun to broadcast. Block punt.
That'd be cool. So, yeah, a lot of flags in this first set. I'm actually surprised.
A lot of flags, a lot of poor special teams play, not well holding on to the football. It has been overall extremely sloppy first half. Hicksville has encroached there, so it negates the false start penalty on Link Merriweather.
4th and 4 from the 17. McCoy to punt it away. It's to the right side of the field, about a 20-yard punt. Port trying to let the ball roll, and it rolls all the way to the 48.5-yard line.
That looks more like 48.75 to me, Zach.
I thought it was 48.5. Port Pets looked like they're getting ready for their halftime show.
On the Port Washington 49-yard line. First down.
Let's see if Hicksville can add any points to this board and make it not a 1-point game going into halftime.
Port Steve's really got to step up and make good tackles here. A lot of hubbub surrounding Port football this year.
Yeah.
0-10 in the last 10 games, but they get close.
Gary
Busey. Yeah, me and Jake saw a Gary Busey twin earlier.
Yeah, it's a rare occurrence.
So, tried to get his attention, but didn't work. All right, Hicksville with the ball at the 49-yard line. It's a fake pass to Dan Yates. Throw to number 44. A big hit by number 3, Mike Padone. He left 44, unable to get up for a few minutes.
44, Michael Hunt. Got jacked up there.
Yeah, that's got to be on jacked up. On
first play of significance by Padone, really, since the first quarter.
That was a really, really missed it.
Looks like Ron Landry lurking over the middle.
2nd and 10 from Port's 49 now.
Okay. Mike, make your way under center and ready for the second down play. And it's one of those two quarterback draws for about 5 yards. Oh no, he fell forward. Looks like it would be a gain of 8.
Gain of how many, Jake?
Looked to be like it was a gain of 8.
So it is 3rd and 2 now from Ports 41.
Oh, I stand corrected. It was only a 6-yard gain. It's 3rd and 4.
3rd and 4 from Ports 40.
Still a down where you could run the football, though.
Lined up in that flex bone again. He looks right to the bunch formation.
Dan
Number
Yates 10, with interception.
Dan Yates. Oh! DeAndre Hall cannot get him down, but Yates is pushed out of bounds. Yeah, that was a nice formation. They put 3 guys to the right, and Port looked just confused.
Linebacker we bootlegged that way, had a plethora of options, decided to give it to Dan Yates.
Your vocabulary inspires me, Jake. It inspires me.
Yeah. They call me Walt. Clyde Frazier.
And it's winding down in the first half. Port is down 13-12. Hicksville has a first down on Port's 43-yard line. 35-yard line, actually. We are excited for our halftime show coming up. For the halftime show, we'll have Bethia Kwok, local band drum major, come out onto the field to get an interview with, hopefully, cornerback Matt Valenti. We'll also have Stat Guy Rob Weinstein update you, and we might have a special interview that we are not going to reveal.
And an update, R.A. Dickey has a no-hitter through 6 innings.
Number 11 takes the plunge, the fullback. Quarterback Mike McAlee with the plunge for about...
They've run that play a number of times. Yeah. Interesting that they're running directly at Malik.
I don't think it's been working, though.
No, it hasn't.
Ben Dell's clogged up the middle.
Second down, 4 yards to go.
Second and 4 for the Vikings. For Hicksville. Fitzgerald in the backfield. Port looks for a blitz. They do blitz. Jay Cohen from the left. Oh, but Michael Reed gets it up to Dan Yates. A little shake and bake, and he's taken down by Padone. The safety, number 3, Mike Padone.
Another good tackle by Padone.
He's been all over the place. And Port runs a 1 safety defense, and, you know, Hicksville's been getting it into the secondary, so Padone's had to do a lot of work to prevent the big plays.
Yep, getting a lot of tackles due to the formation that the Vikings have been playing on defense. Minute 36 to go, Hicksville calls timeout to give their offense a breather and make sure they get the right play in the huddle and don't have to rush.
Port really needs to prevent a touchdown now, because if they go into the half down 1, at least we have a chance. If we go down 8, it's not going to...
And despite Rooney's last extra point, it seems like he's not going to make a field goal from, like, 25 yards out. So just hold them and make sure that they cannot get the ball in the end zone, and there's a good chance they will not capitalize for any points at all.
You want to go for a Marzak interview at half-trick?
Not me personally, but I'm sure Chad would love to.
Bethia.
Hey, Bethia, what?
Sideline. There was just a flag thrown, but they rescinded the flag. Why is the refs keep throwing flags and taking back?
Well, first, let's say what happened on the play. There was a deep throw by Mike McAlee into the end zone for Chris Durham. Good play call by Hicksville. They called a pass interference penalty, I believe, and then took it back. That's happened a lot of times in the game, though.
Yeah, it really has. I think Torrance getting a little lazy on D, and that's causing penalties.
4th and 1. It is clear Hicksville took a shot to the end zone because they were confident.
McAlee plunged, but Bendale stops him. Stoddard looks to clog up the middle as well. And he does plunge, except he does get the first down. Another
flag
on the
throne.
All right, this is just getting annoying now.
It's getting out of hand. I gotta give a shout out to Hicksville head coach Craig Stuber. On 3rd and 1, take a shot to the end zone, knowing on 4th and 1 you could just run a play to get that first down. Why not take the chance? Straight play call.
Smart coaching play. Smart call. Just try that, Matt.
Yeah, go for it.
Personal foul, face mask against the Vikings.
Face mask on the Vikings, but it is unknown who committed the foul. 15-yard penalty brings Hicksville within field goal range. First down and goal.
Port just is making horrible mistakes this game and trying to shoot themselves in the foot like Plaxico Burress.
First and goal from the 9. McAlee under center. It looks right. He is going to throw it. And it is tipped and caught. Oh, no.
And it dropped.
Great play by Vincent Nasocia.
Masocha batted that. Chris Durham almost came down with it, but Masocha made a great play on the ball.
The play was tipped. Durham had it and then dropped. That was incredibly dramatic.
My heart's sure racing, Jake.
Mine too. It's quite a pure sport.
1 minute left in the half now. Stuper wants to get the ball in here. They get a big lead going into halftime. That would really crush the Viking spirits.
And in all honesty, extra points have been the difference in this ballgame.
Called that.
From the beginning?
Called that ish. Second and goal from the 9. McElwee under center. Empty backfield set. Dan Yates motioned right. And it will be a QB plunge, but nobody can tackle him, and he's into the end zone. Untouched and not even moved by any Vikings defender. That was just a clear pass.
And the worst part.
Set up by center, number 52, Connor Hoeing. At 175 pounds, and he creates the hole.
Gotta be honest, though. On force perspective, they've run that plunge play 8-9 times this game. So to not see that play coming and have no defense to counteract that is just horrible. It's inexcusable, to be honest.
I agree, Jake. That was just poor defense. I really don't understand what's going on with the middle of the field here.
Mike McElwee with a rushing touchdown.
Now, this is going to be a crucial extra point, because if Hicksville gets it, they'll put themselves out up 8, which would be a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. But if they don't, the Vikings will be down a touchdown and an extra point.
Financial genius of America, Alexander Hamilton.
Who was shot by Aaron Burr. Who Aaron Twyberg is named after.
Really?
I do not think so.
That can't be right.
No, that can't be right.
And if it was right, I don't think that that duel would be permitted on Clef. Seems like the kind of father who not allow that to happen.
Yeah, I can see that. And 33 pulls down an aggressive offensive rebound from the missed shot by number 31. Oh, Haley Kerr says that thing back.
Yes, baffling defense there from the Shriver Lady Vikings, and Hicksville seems like they're having quite a lot of trouble figuring it out so far.
33, the point guard for Hicksville has been baffled by this half-court press. She's just having every dribble contested.
Can we just switch roles?
I think so.
All right, that'll happen a few more times as we go on. You know, we like to be unpredictable here at Shriver High School WDOT radio station. We also like to call out to our fine sponsor, WDOT, who is supporting this broadcast quite finely.
If you want to listen to anything from Shriver, go to WDOT.org.
I'm pretty sure that's not the website, but poorradio.org.
Poorradio.org is our website.
Yeah, that'll work as well. The station's called WDOT, though, so you got that part right.
So I don't have the little thing in front of me, you know, from the radio studio where I read the promos?
Yeah, you were nothing without the little promo thing.
Seriously, I have nothing without it.
Yeah, that's where we get most of our information for our shows. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, our entire 28-minute show is just repeating that over and over again.
Number 10, Kate Andriola, checks out for Port, who has 2 rebounds, tied for first in this game. And number 12 gives 24 a much-needed break.
In case you spaced out from our meaningless ramblings, the score is 15-14 as of now.
The score is...
Shriver's back on the line.
Yes, it is 16-14.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what I said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the applet on our website does not have rewind function.
Number 31 anyway, gets another rebound for Hicksville.
Hicksville holding the ball. Very great defense. Oh, a little... Shriver gets away with a little bump there.
How is that not a foul? Richard Hinterschitz must be just furious.
Hinterschitz calls timeout right now.
Yes. Oh, and he's just... He's having a word with the ref. He's closing a technical foul.
Richard Hinterschitz.
He demands the girls go back to the bench. The ref calls a full timeout, and they're going to argue a little bit more.
Do you want to interview this kid? He seems to be... Do you think that Richard has any nicknames?
Yeah, I could bet a few, but none we can say on air.
No, I mean like Richard Cheney, the vice president.
Oh, maybe...
Can I say that? Nah.
You're saying he's Richard Dick Hinterschitz?
What was that?
There you are.
Hello. Be immature if you left. That seemed like a long timeout. Hicksville will get the ball back with 7 seconds to go on the shot clock.
That didn't really work because you were talking while I was trying to do that.
Yeah, I'm on a ventriloquist. I'm getting 2 things at the same time. .446 to go. In the second
game. And the refs are now shooting around. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure most refs do that. It's not very professional.
They weren't.
Now we know Brett's a pathological liar. You learn something new every day.
I wouldn't say pathological. I'd say occasional.
Okay.
Anyway, I hope you were entertaining during that timeout, but as we get back to action, Hicksville will inbound from the sideline. Number 33, the point guard, maintains possession.
Allie Seltzer picks up pressure at half court, like usual. Oh,
yeah, Seltzer, really good glue guy on defense so far, really causing troubles for Hicksville's offense.
Not to mention, she has 6 points and a rebound.
And a shot clock violation for Hicksville. Schreiber will take the ball.
You can't complain with Ford's defense there. They did everything you wanted and more.
Number four holding the ball.
For a little bit too long.
Looking for someone to pass to.
No problems there. Haley Kerr out to Allie Seltzer. Looking for 14 down low, Megan Murphy.
Puts up a shot right inside the three-point line, and it is good. 2 points for Schreiber.
And Abby Rosenthal starts to feel it. Yeah, start worrying for Hicksville.
When Rosenthal gets going, you never know what could happen. That's 4 points.
Number 33 takes it up, goes down on the left side.
Once again, press. Good defense from Schreiber.
Number 11, first time in the game. No, not true at all. She already has 2 rebounds.
Hicksville's offense is a bit of a stupor now, having a lot of trouble dealing with the tremendous, omnipresent defense of the Schreiber Lady Vikings.
You'd think after a timeout from Richard Hinterstedt that he would really get the offense going, but unable to do so, and he got to question his tactics a little bit.
You are really good at not laughing, my sir.
Oh, I know. I'm incredible. It's a gift. Actually, Dennis Trottier.
A blueprint, a gift, and a curse. By Jay-Z. Just kidding. We're not promoting it.
No, not at all. Emily Rosenwald drives, obviously looking for a shot.
Ooh, and a baffling pass stolen by Hicksville. I don't think that was even in the direction of a player on the Vikings.
She might be colorblind.
Anthony Randolph-esque.
Majority drives, looks for 15 out, and Rosenwald better make up for that last play on defense.
You see that? Better make up?
Well, she should. If I was a coach, if I was Dennis Trottier and I had a fantastic name, that's what I'd be saying.
Oh, yeah. Like this is like a tale of two names. Like, we have, like, total polar opposites right now.
What's wrong with Richard Hinterstedt? Nothing's wrong with it.
Okay, but Dennis Trotty is a great name.
So
like a good American name.
Emily Rosenthal gives it a 14. Who this time doesn't make a decision that lasts way too long.
You can say Megan Murphy, but you don't have to say 14.
Okay, well, I keep forgetting her name. Apologies to the Murphy family.
It's understandable. She's a young neophyte, only a
freshman, so I haven't seen her play for multiple years. Number 15 with the long two and air ball. Oh, and Thursday kicks the ball. That's a team.
Because you totally follow this team every year, right?
I do. It's a passionate one.
Sean McCoy with a huge run there, about 20 yards, but he's on the ground in pain.
Sean McCoy on the carry.
Number 53 with the tackle, Justin Tokas.
Timeout is called.
Timeout granted to Coach Ramsey.
2 seconds ago, Port has a time to chuck it into the Hail Mary.
See how far Tommy can throw.
Yep.
We're back here. 2 seconds left and a half. Marizak is just going to chuck it up to the end zone. Hopefully it won't be picked off. Motioning everybody to the left. It's a bunch formation. Motioning all to the right. He is going to throw it. It is high. It is deep to Jay Cohen. And it is out of bounds. And we go to halftime now. The D o'clock will take over from here.
Making a lot of hustle.
We are back here to the start of the second half. The Vikings are up, are down 19-12. In studio with me is rookie Robert Weinstein.
What's up? We're at the turf here at Schreiber High School entering the second half. Vikings down one score. Ball, it's Hicksville's ball at the 27-yard line.
Rob will be doing the play-by-play. I will be giving some analysis.
I need that. Yeah.
Zach, you play-by-play.
All right. Never mind. I will be doing the play-by-play. Rob will be giving some analysis. Hicksville lines up at the 27. Quarterback Micklewee takes a snap. Fake pitch, and he runs right. Jay Cohen goes to tackle him, but Malik comes down on him.
Big Malik there. That's his fifth tackle of the game. He's been clogging up the middle.
Although that was a good defensive play, Micklewee did gain 5 yards. So it's second and five from the 32.
Merriweather.
I think that if Malik worked out more and
gain of five,
he'd be a force in the middle.
Gain of five, it is second down and 5 yards to go.
The undersized center comes out. The flex bone formation. Dan Yates to the right, Chris Durham to the right, Fitzgerald in the backfield.
quarterback lines up.
And he takes it himself and is stopped in the middle by about four blue jerseys.
That's Malik again and Versa.
Wasn't there one in college?
Ford did a great job of clogging up the middle there.
That was about, I'd say, 2 yards.
Who got the tackle?
It was like three guys on the tackle there. Big standoff report. Cornerback's got to stay on their guys.
Chris Durham, the 6-foot receiver, out to the far right.
Mickle looks McCree. To take it himself again, and he will get the first.
And
push
more.
It back. Matt Valenti and number 79, Anthony DeVersa, getting the tackle. What do you think of that run by Mickleby?
It was pretty good.
Shows some determination,
right? Very for a quarterback.
How many rushes?
A lot bigger than Tommy Marysack. Yeah, he's been running
the
ball
all
game.
He's got like 15 rushes.
Hicksville has been going to the I formation a lot more than Port Washington has been working out of the shotgun.
True. Actually, they haven't taken one snap not out of the shotgun, which is kind of strange.
Lining up at the 45.
At the 45. Takes it back. Looks to pass. The rush comes. He's hit. Oh, great play.
Great coverage. Sean McCoy. But there's a flag on the field there. It looks like it's passing.
If that's on McCoy, I don't understand. But McElwee is down. McElwee is down. Two port jerseys. Two port defensive linemen got in the rush. And McElwee is shaken up. But back to Sean McCoy. I don't know what he did there. Did it look like a pass interference to you?
Not look. It looked clean to me. Great coverage. That's all you can say about that one. Yeah, he's asking the ref what happened.
And it is indeed a pass interference. Hicksville's moving the ball down the field in any way necessary.
I don't.
Matthew Brooks, drum major in studio.
40.
We want to ask him a few questions.
No. I'm banned from WOT.
Actually, wait. He's banned from WOT Sports. He's banned from WOT. I'm sorry. Hicksville with the ball at the right hash on the Port Washington 40-yard line.
I wasn't even there.
They come out in the eye. Dan Yates to the right. Chris Durham to the right. And Michael Hoff to the left.
Big mismatch. Durham and
Yates to the left. A pitch to Yates. They've been doing this all game. 88 in the backfield. Aaron Underwood can't get him. Matt Valenti.
Aaron Andrews isn't ugly.
No. We've all brought this
to Matt Valenti gets into the backfield to take down the big Dan Yates. What do you think about Valenti's tackling ability, Rob? What do you think about Valenti's tackling ability?
I think Valenti's a great player. Nice tackler. He goes low a little bit, but... Hey, it's his style.
Is Valenti leading the team in tackles today, Chadwick?
This guy's called
Paul. NO Stat Reporter is incognito currently. Chad, anyone, who's leading the Vikings tackle? Stoddard has four tackles and a fumble recovery.
Second and 12. Oh, no!
Offside, Bendell, 65.
You know, although Bendell jumped there, he's having a great game. But still, you got to be able to stay. You can't be so jumpy on the line.
Yeah, we saw that earlier with Jermaine, the sophomore.
He always does the cult of the
Vikings.
These penalties are killing the Vikings right now.
But no, that's not penalty.
5-yard penalty.
She's a horse. Like, she literally is.
5-yard penalty, so it'll be 2nd and 7 from Port's 36-yard line.
Who was that? Was that John Rodkowski?
They are lined up in the eye with two wide receivers on the right, one on the left. Back we have big hands off to Yates.
Play.
Into the backfield is poor, but he gets it off to number 42.
Knee breaker.
Ron Bauer there. Ron Bauer with a scamper to the right side.
DeAndre Hall just got lit up.
Number 44, Michael Hoff with the block. And Jay Cohen gets the tackle.
I think everyone's talking about Cohen
also. Hall just got flattened.
He got... Oh. He got jacked up.
Number one's tall.
Okay, so Hicksville now has it 1st and 10 on Port 17. Port D's got to stop with the penalties, and they got to actually tackle the ball carrier. because if they can't do that, there's no way they're going to stop Hicksville. McAwee hands it off to number 22.
Inside handoff, a good 5 yards, he's still up.
Ron Bauer takes the handoff for about 7.
Vinny Misocia, who has a fumble recover earlier, has the tackle now.
Yeah, I think Vinny Misocia is a very good all-around player. He gets tackles, he plays well on special teams, and he's the backup quarterback, Marza. Coming in the game is number 78, Adam Gatehouse.
Now, Gatehouse is absolutely gigantic.
Although he's one of the Gatehouse triplets, he is the biggest of them. The other two are
by
around
far.
5'10", and he's like, what is he?
6'3"?
6'3", 260.
Really?
The hand
side handoff again.
Gatehouse and number...
That should bring him to the 5 or so.
Like Gatehouse and Stoddard with the tackle there.
Wait, I don't think Gatehouse almost there.
No, it's Underwood.
Gatehouse is 78.
Yeah, because he's not a starter.
78 with the tackle.
Now, Port can easily fall back by 2 scores here. Not looking good.
What? Stoddard with his 5th tackle of the game, as Chad points out. Around 7 minutes left in the third here. Hicksville is approaching the Port Washington end zone. They're on the 6-yard line.
Durham, far right, towards our sideline. Jammed at the line by Hall.
Oh,
there's a flag on the field.
A lateral to number 10, Dan Yates, and Aaron Underwood takes
nice.
It down. But that play looks like it will be taken back. Looks like there was holding on the right tackle.
Flag on the play.
Let's see what the flag was on here. Dan Yates looks to be chirping, so maybe it was on Hicksville.
Well, no. Yes, last week they were up 7-0. This time they were up 6-0.
Tommy actually hit an extra point.
Is Tommy the kicker?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Last week.
What's the call here? What's the flag on?
Illegal motion.
Like
illegal motion on
Hicksville. Illegal motion on number 10, Dan Yates. I'm happy they called that because he's been running around illegally for years. 6 minutes, 40 seconds left now in the quarter. Hicksville has been holding the ball for the whole quarter. I haven't seen Marizek on the field yet. Lined up in the eye, first and 10 from the 11.
Another flag on
Another
the field here, and it's on Hicksville.
False start on Hicksville. 5-yard penalty brings him back to the 16. What do you think about all these flags today, Rob?
On both teams, it's just a disgrace.
Pitiful. I also think the refs should just kind of let them play a little more.
We're not that bad.
Look for Hicksville to go to the air here.
When the Vikings go on offense, we should get like Ben Deli, one of the defensive players for the injured man.
Oh, why not?
Whatever.
Lining up here is Hicksville. 3 wide receiver set.
McAwee takes the snap.
Inside handle.
Ron Bauer, who is taken down by 4 players. Looks like Vinny Misocia on the tackle.
And it looks like Vinny's injured. Vinny is down. Getting up. There you go.
I think he was just...
He's walking off the field.
Rick Zappala has some work to do as number 16, Sawyer Block, enters the game on D. Sawyer Block enters the game.
Second down, called to go.
Here, Rick. Looks like it's the wrist. It's the wrist of Vinny Misocia.
Second and goal for Hicksville. Looks like McAlee is going to probably take it in himself like usual. And he does. Except,
stopped.
Number 78, Adam Gatehouse.
Gatehouse has been in the game for...
Touchdown.
That's a touchdown. Yeah.
I don't know about that one. I don't think you're right. I don't think that was a touchdown.
Now Port is down 2 scores.
Okay, I guess it was a touchdown. 25-12 Hicksville. Typical Port Washington football. Just plain awful. Lining up for the extra point is the kicker. And we will come back in a few minutes.
That's you. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully people love it. That's what they want.
Actually, I meant the Utah.
Pat Rooney is down. After he made the extra point, he goes straight to the ground, and the trainer of Hicksville comes out in the field. 2 trainers out in the field. Everyone is very concerned. Pat Rooney, just to give you guys some info, had an interception earlier in the game in the second quarter off a tip by Chris Durham, and he's actually been hitting extra points very well since his miss in the first. Rob, what do you think this injury will do to Hicksville?
I don't think it'll weaken them at all. They've got 2 scores. At this point, Port Washington can't doesn't even look like they can move the ball 5 yards.
Yeah,
I mean, without Marisak going in the air, I think it's game over. Poor Washington's going
to
lose.
Marisak's going to have to make his throws because Sean McCoy has been off since that run. Pat Rooney's still on the ground. We will come back when he gets up. Hicksville kicking off now. Just to update you, Rooney is okay. He left on his own power with his quarterback, Mikkel Wee, by his side. Like a true quarterback. Kicking off now is number 22, Richie Waters. That's an awesome name. Little squib kick into the 20-yard line to the 15.
Here's McCoy.
Little shake and bake. Oh, he...
Nowhere to go.
Dukes one defender, then goes out of bounds at the port 20-yard line.
Sean,
you think Marisak's going to have to take the hounds of the offense now?
I think Marisak's got to go to the air here. McCoy's been off since that big chunk of
I think he's got to move the ball downfield. They got to start using the spread.
Wait, what did they score another touchdown?
What? They just did. They just scored a touchdown.
Tyler!
Port is down 2 scores here. So we really need to score by the end of the third.
Marisak getting the plays from the coach. Lining up.
Jay,
McCoy to his left.
Jay and Valenti on the left. DeAndre and Padone on the right.
Marisak taking some time.
Behind center is Tommy, and to his left is McCoy. They're at the right hash at the 17-yard line.
Marisak, here comes the snap.
Looks like man coverage from Hicksville.
They're running it, of course.
Oh,
boy,
McCoy
big
gets
chunk.
Through.
Big
he
chunk.
Gets through the defense into the safety
big
level.
Big chunk.
Number 24, Everett Hinkapi makes the tackle in the secondary at the 32-yard line. That is a 15-yard run by McCoy.
Sean McCoy was carrying.
Moving the chains is McCoy. Moving the chains is McCoy. I think that, McCoy actually may serve the best way to get down. McCoy taking a breather.
Stoddard now on the field.
Has McCoy crossed the century mark in rush yards, Chadwick? Chadwick, has McCoy crossed the century mark?
Stoddard at fullback. Here's the snap. Marisak takes it. Hand it off to Stoddard. Stoddard up the middle to the side. Take it down. No gain.
Stoddard, no gain. He should have went up the middle. Chad, has McCoy crossed the century mark in rush yards?
Stoddard on the carry.
Yeah.
In rush yards.
Yeah.
He's at 150. 161 rushing yards for Sean McCoy. Let's see if he can get past 200 by the end of the game.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 carries.
Marisak.
12 carries, so he's
waiting
averaging over 12 yards per carry. Play Stoddard in the backfield. Marisak looks left.
Beautiful
to Jay.
Pass.
Jay. Oh, Jay won't go down until number 20 with the tackle, Edris Samadi.
That was Tommy's first good pass of the day. Maybe the year.
How many yards? Oh.
Tasmere.
Edris Samadi, 6'2", 195 with the tackle of Jay at the 45-yard line. Looks like it was a 12-yard game for the Vikings.
I talked negatively about the
Yo, yo, drum major, can I snag a starburst?
Sorry.
4 minutes, 17 seconds, and a ball marker, and it is a first down for the Vikings.
Washington.
Very good pass by Marisak, and after Jay caught it, he made some magic happen. What do you think about Jay's playmaking ability, Rob?
I think he's got the best hands on the team. Absolutely. First catch of the day.
First and 10 from their own 43-yard line is the Vikings.
Yeah. Marisak waiting for the snap.
Stoddard behind Marisak in the backfield. Marisak looks left. A little screen to Valenti. Oh, Valenti gets through the D to the 50-yard line. 7-yard gain for the Vikings. I thought that was a very well-orchestrated play. Quick pass. Valenti gets the ball and makes someone miss.
Absolutely. That's 2 in a row for Marisak now.
Oh, they're doing the hurry-up offense. Hurry-up offense here.
Look for him to pass here again.
2nd and 3. Actually, I think they're going to run it. 2nd and 3. He gives it to Stoddard. Stoddard goes left. Oh, number...
Okay.
Number 29 there, Fitzgerald Cherubune, who hybrids at the running back and the defensive end position with the tackle.
Cherubin with the tackle.
Marisak trying to hurry up the offense. Ramsey giving him the signals. McCoy still not in the game. I'm getting a little bit concerned.
Where's McCoy?
By the way, Misosha
has his helmet on.
Misosha's with Rick, was with Rick Sapala right now, but I think Misosha will be okay. Jay to his left, Marzak only with three receivers on the right here. And he looks back, looks to Jay.
Pressure.
He will throw to the fullback Stoddard to get the first down,
that
but
is a flag
of course
on
there's
the
a flag on the play.
And it looks like they're going to bring it back.
What is that?
These penalties are really killing for
I think
right
Victor
now.
Lee might have been caught for holding there.
Yes, I just wanted to say his name.
And we are waiting here for the call. A legal man. Legal man downfield. Can't tell who it was, but I think it might have been DeVersa or Lee, the left the tackle and guard, respectively. Port is now pushed back. It'll be second and eight, I believe. Second and eight from their own 45 now.
Repeat third down.
It was second down.
Third.
No.
Third.
I've been mistaken. It's third and eight from their own 47-yard line.
3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Down.
Marizak looks for the signal. DeAndre to his right. Padone to his right. Valenti and Jay to the left. Hand off to McCoy. Oh, McCoy goes right, but he is tripped up by number 47, who is not listed here.
42.
Oh, sorry, number 42, Ron Bauer at 165 pounds.
I don't think that's a good play calling at all.
I don't know if it was a bad play call, but I don't know why McCoy is trying to go right when all he needs is to plunge for five.
You gotta have Marizak throw the ball.
Was that third and eight? Then I guess that was a bad call. I should have just plunged it. I mean, threw it.
That was fourth and 11.
Fourth and eight now for the Vikings. The punt is Sean McCoy. What? Direct snap! Oh, no, he punts
good
it.
Good punt by McCoy.
Wow, punts it to the 25. Number 27 for Port. Misses the tackle. Oh, he's
that
running by dog. Everyone. He's running by everyone.
Finally
oh, Matt, of course, Matt Valenti and Blaise Stoddard. Give him a half each, Chadwick. Let's see who missed the tackle. It was number 70, DeAndre Dumpson, with a lazy play by Dumpson. What do you think about Dumpson's attempt there?
I think he was pretty lazy. A little couch potato.
Port's offense is just struggling, and their defense can't get a tackle. This is just... It's gotta stop. Ba-bum. Ba-bum. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Marizak has been making frequent trips up to the offensive coordinator. I wonder what they speak about.
I think he's going to start going more to the air here.
First and 10 from the 40. Hicksville lines up in the I formation. Mikkel will be back. Jay Cohen gets pressure.
That should be picked.
Picked it off. Michael Padone picks it off. And he won't go down except until Michael Hoff tackles him. That was a very poor throw. Great read by Padone.
Absolutely. Padone's good on both sides. Safety.
Padone also had an interception last week at homecoming, so I think that's two on the air for him.
And Port has the ball back. Look for Marizak to pass, hopefully.
Yeah, I really think you abandon the run, throw Sean McCoy out in some screens, throw Jay Cohen in the middle of the field, mix it up a little bit.
McCoy back on the field. Jay far left towards us.
Jay and Valenti on the far left.
Padone and Hall to the right, Jay and Valenti to the left, Marizak taking a snap. Yeah. Uh-oh. The screen to DeAndre. He makes a move to the right. Out to the 48-yard line for a 2-yard gain.
DeAndre Hall. Tackle made by number 44, Michael Haff.
Michael Hall with the tackle, number 44.
Michael Hall.
Michael Hall.
1 minute and 15 seconds left in this third quarter. Report is trailing by 2 scores.
Second and 8 for the Vikings. Marizak lines up on the right hash. Spread formation. Number 24, Everett Hinkapee, is guarding Jay Cohen. Doing a little press coverage
there
on Cohen. Marizak looks mid. Oh, no, it's picked off. Picked off by Michael Huff, doing his best Michael Huff impression.
It's Tommy's third pick of the day here.
I don't know. I don't think that was a bad throw.
Wasn't a bad throw at all.
Wasn't a bad throw. Maybe not the best read. The throw was right in there. Just a beautiful, beautiful read by 44. Great catch. Good hands. Rob, I'm going to have to ask you the question that we've all been waiting for. Next game, who starts quarterback for the Vikings?
Michael
Let's hear
Padone.
It.
Michael Dunn, I disagree. I think he's too valuable. I think Vinny Misocha.
Too Catholic. Misocha's got the legs, but I don't know about the
I think Padone's a good safety in last year. I think they got to put Vinny in there.
Nah, I'm fine.
So, interception, and interception, and interception, and now Hicksville has the ball. Hicksville, first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Dan Yates in motion. Fake toss to Yates. Give to number 25. Oh, he rushes up the middle until taken down by Vinny Misocha, number 11 with the tackle.
From yesterday? From the
National on the carry.
Vinny Misocha with the tackle.
First down.
About a 15-yard carry from number 20, Edris Samadi. Tommy talking to the offensive coordinator. Probably talking about how he needs to be more accurate. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. First and 10 from the 56-ville. McCree calling out the signs. Port blitzes, but it's a run play, actually. Number 42, Ron Bauer, getting into the secondary for about a 4-yard gain.
Ron Bauer on the carry. Stopped made by Anthony Diaversa.
Anthony Diaversa, the big guy, number 79. 5'10", 270 with the tackle.
And that brings us down to the end of the third quarter.
The end of the third quarter is here. Me and Val will be saying goodbye for the game. Chad and Jake take you to the fourth. See you later, guys.
Yeah.
And we are back with the start of the fourth quarter as McKelvey is under center on the left hash. As he pitches it to Yates, Yates runs to the outside, the right sideline, and goes out of bounds around the 34.
Good way to start the game off for Hicksville in the fourth quarter. 16-yard gain for Dan Yates, who's been really dominating Port off the edge all game.
Yates is unstoppable for the Port defense, kind of like McCoy for the Hicksville defense.
Not quite as explosive, but is more concerned with getting yards each and every play than going for the big play.
Yes, as Jermaine Brown walks off the field as they put back in... Oh no, Blaze Stoddard is still off the field being looked at by Rick.
Hopefully he's okay.
He is one of their genomes. As Hicksville on the right hash at the 35-yard line. McKelvey goes to throw.
Ball,
and,
ball.
And it's a fumble. And number 88,
Aaron Underwood, he forced it.
Running. He's down at the 28-yard line. A big
Underwood
fumble return.
Number 88,
28 yards.
Aaron Underwood hit the quarterback. Forced the fumble. It got bounced around. McGowey couldn't recover. Aaron took it and returned it 40 yards to the 28-yard line.
Number 16 for the Vikings tipped it to Underwood. Who's number 16, Jim?
Number 16 is Sawyer Block, who was just recently inserted into the game for Vendell.
Block, a big play in the game at linebacker. They clearly were going with the blitz there. Stopping the run, but McGowey went to pass and got it knocked out.
I don't care what level you play at. Football is a game of momentum. And a 4-yard fumble return in the fourth quarter down 2 scores is the definition of momentum. The Port Washington Vikings have to capitalize on this drive. My book, 4-9 territory, no matter where you are.
As Marisak under center with the left hand. And he gives it to McCoy, who runs
to running room
to the right side as he cuts back middle and is in for the touchdown.
30 yards.
30-yard touchdown for Sean McCoy. McCoy's second of the game. That's his 188th rushing yard.
DeAndre Hall is 5'10", 170, and sealed the safety on the play, letting Sean McCoy basically walk into the end zone on the sweep play that ran through the middle.
DeAndre Hall might be small, but he sure can set a block.
Sean McCoy has 13 carries for 191 yards and 2 touchdowns, doing his best to top Denard Robinson today.
Denard Robinson finished the game with 19 rushes, 199 yards. As they go for 2, it looks like, right?
Smart call here.
With Jermaine Brown, so it's got to be a pass. Jermaine Brown in at running back.
And Jermaine Brown stays into block. Marisak looks
Marisak
Jay Cohen.
To Jay
complete.
Cohen. Complete 2-point conversion. And the score is 26-20 right like that within 32 seconds of the fourth quarter
beginning. Jamal Ramsey knows that Tommy Weil cannot hit an extra point consistently. This play ensures that if Tommy misses the next extra point, it will not lose the game for the Vikings. A absolutely genius call by Jamal Ramsey.
The Vikings need a big stop here. If they stop them this drive, they can come back and wind up winning.
And then 11:28 to go in the fourth quarter. There is loads of time. Port can still have 3 more offensive possessions this game. Port is right back in the swing
of things. Port needs to control the pace and not let Hicksville get more than one first down.
Port Washington ready to kick off. On defense, if they can get a three and out, the entire crowd here will be on their side. All momentum will be on their side, and I think they come out and win the game.
It's a huge shift of momentum. You could feel the energy in the crowd. As Blaze is still being looked at, and that's got to be a concern.
And you got to look at it like this. Tommy Marisak has less than 60 yards passing and three interceptions, but Port is only down one score. A very positive sign on this football team, and things are looking up.
Blaze is getting a concussion test now from Rick Zappala.
Oh, that is not good news. Good thing that Rick Zappala is such an experienced trainer.
Yes. Zappala, an ex-Olympic trainer.
Oh, and we should throw out that the two-point conversion slant on Jay Cohen was a great pass to Tommy Marisak.
Yes,
went over the hands of the defense.
Throw.
It was a fantastic throw.
As Tommy Wiles into the game to kick off.
Instead of Matt Valenti.
That's
interesting.
Could it be that they need to use Valenti for the downfield speed?
That's a very good idea. Maybe that's definitely the reasoning behind it.
Or could it be an offsides?
An onside kick?
Onside kick, yeah.
Now, that would be an interesting play from the playbook. If they pull off an onside kick here, you gotta give a round of applause to this team.
Yeah. As Hicksville has number 24 back to receive. And he's the only one back there to receive. Clearly, they're putting a lot of blockers on the field.
Yeah, they're anticipating the onside, but he is kicking it deep.
And it's deep, and it's caught by number 24.
At the 20-yard line.
Who runs it straight through the middle to the 36.
Seen junior Everett Hincappy with the return. Takes it to the 35-yard line, about 35. Sawyer block in on the tackle.
Gang tackled by Sawyer, Matt Valenti, Angel Reyes.
Angel Reyes, great special teams player. And that's what you want special teams. There shouldn't be one-on-one tackles. Everyone's downfield, all the momentum behind them. There should
everyone's
be gang tackles.
Going for one person.
Exactly, there should be gang tackles. Now, let's see what senior quarterback Mike McAuley has. Let's see what the offensive coordinator has in plan.
I think McAuley will run.
This drive could be a very good indicator of what kind of quarterback Mike McAuley is.
They're running two wide receivers. This is a first. But McAuley just takes it straight through the middle.
That's
and
a power.
Almost breaks it.
Mike Badone just saved a touchdown. McAuley ran through the middle. D-line like Swiss cheese. Had Mike Badone not had that tackle, there is no doubt McAuley had a touchdown.
Luckily, the safety, Padone, was big and blocked McAuley.
Now, since the first drive, Padone has been silent on offense, but on defense, he's really stepped it up in the second half.
He has an interception, bunch of tackles.
A few very hard tackles also.
Big out there. He's their lone safety back.
Number 15, Aja Reyes, my main man, is now in a corner.
As they run it again with McAuley, tackled by Valenti and Padone.
These quarterback keepers are killing Port. They have to contain the quarterback and understand gap contain principles against a flexible offense.
King of 8 yards on the play.
As
2 yards.
Hicksville is on the right hash. Wait, they're allowed to start at midfield. The middle.
Yeah, yes.
High school football rules allows you to start in the middle, I guess, because that's not NFL rules. They're in the middle of the field near the 42-yard line.
With 10:18 to go.
McAuley hands it off to number 42.
Who Mike gets? McAuley saying, get on my back, I'll do it myself. Three straight carries for over 20 yards.
First down.
As Greg Jennings says, I put the team on my back.
But Mike McAuley's not playing with a broken leg. Let's not, mislead our fans.
Very true. As Jermaine Brown is getting looked at by the sports trainer now, too. This team has a lot of injuries going at once.
Yeah, you've seen Sean McCoy go down, Blaze go down, now Jermaine. But Port showing good resiliency.
As McAuley, still under center, takes it and just takes it himself and is flipped over by number 70.
DeAndre Dumpson.
That is a big tackle.
Just helicoptered him.
There. And now they're at, second and nine.
1 yard on the play.
Hopefully, Port can get the stop.
This is where Port has to make a stand. Second and long, you know it's easy.
As McCoy walks over, and Stoddard's being taped, Jermaine Brown, sophomore, goes in at running back for this play.
This is why you need depth.
You've got to see that there's a pass coming here. They've got no one to run the ball. And the throw is up, and it's intercepted by number 24 on Hicksville. Jay Cohen with the tackle.
5'9", 155, sophomore, junior.
Tommy could not get the throw all the way out there.
How many picks is that for Marisak on the season?
That is his 7th on the season.
In 3 games, not the best ratio.
Yeah, that was not a good throw by Marisak. He's got to clean that up.
And one of Ty Marisak's most trusted receivers, Jay Cohen, is not happy with him on the sideline, looking like a little T.O. Don McNabb riff.
As Angel Reyes goes into the game at cornerback. And we have a fan base behind us.
Yeah, it's no doubt we'll attract the pack, Chad.
Oh, yeah, of course. As they wind up in their flex bone offense once again, and they put number 10, Tyler Yates, in motion. Dan Yates for the
Aaron Underwood, great wrap up.
Time. Underwood gets there and reads it. They do the same thing every time they put him
just
in motion.
Just like I was saying before, first and 10, the 3 times that they've had first and 10 so far recently, they've done a nice little pitch, Dan Yates trying to get him in space. It is obvious what's coming, unless they're setting Port Washington up for a fake later, which could end up being a big play.
Port's got to read that. Underwood was in the backfield that time. Great play.
Second and 15 on the 48-yard line. Let's see what Hicksville calls up here.
Yates back again, motioning number 44. He has no tailback in there now. Only 2 wide backs.
Maybe he'll keep it himself like he did that one time.
And he drops back to throw. As
number 1, Chris Durham counts it. As you said, as
that's their big receiver.
Yeah, their 6'1 receiver. Probably their red zone threat.
Gotta think he's their safety blanket.
One of the rare passes by Hicksville. It's clearly want to dominate you on the ground and control time of possession.
As Stone makes the tackle.
For an official measurement.
Timeout for an official measurement. It's intense.
Bring out the chain gang. Yeah, here comes the chain gang.
What do you think Marisak's thinking right now?
Marisak has to be thinking that whenever he gets back on the field, he has to make amends for his mistake. He can't dwell on it. He has to come back and just do what he did on the first drive.
He is standing alone off to the right side of his bench. He's got to be thinking something. He should be more involved.
Although, I'll tell you what the coach is thinking right now. Please, Sean McCoy, be healthy. Please, Sean McCoy, be healthy.
McCoy is clearly the threat out there. I don't know why he didn't just throw the ball to a safety blanket coming across the middle.
It was just a bad read of the defense. Everyone makes mistakes. Unfortunately, Tommy's made 7 this season.
Good call. Yeah. Although they are looking for Johnny Weber to make an impact next week as a big wide receiver.
Johnny Weber, sure-handed, good route runner. Hopefully, going to be another security blanket for Tommy.
As number 11 just takes it straight through the middle for the 1 or 2
for the
yards.
First down. Yeah. It was 3rd and 1. Mike McElwee, when in doubt, keep it yourself.
Mike McElwee with the carry. First down, Hicksville.
Mike McElwee sure is doing a good job controlling this offense.
Look, there's 1:27 to go in the first quarter, and I would bet that Hicksville's had the ball for at least 65% of this quarter.
Yeah. Port does not like controlling the clock.
No, and I'm sure the defense really regrets that. They get tired, worn down, all of a sudden the legs get exhausted.
Yeah. That could be one of the reasons why Port's defense has given up an average of 39 points a game.
That's way too much. Looks like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. And a flag is called on Malik.
Malik, who made such a good run-stuffing play before, decides, I'll go for it again, but this time he encroaches.
As Marisak runs up the hill to go talk to his quarterback coach.
Encroachment is the call on the Vikings. 5-yard penalty.
As we see, there is a slight fan base in Port Football. There is some spirit still alive in the school.
It's a good turnout. Everyone's hoping to see that first landmark win.
Diego is in the house.
1 minute to go. Let's see if Hicksville can put some more points on the board before the end of the first quarter.
Mike McElwee to pick the snap. And he hands it off to number 24, a new running back into the game.
Everett Hincapie, the same man who intercepted Marisak only moments before. This time gets stuffed for a loss by Malik, who makes up for that encroachment penalty on the previous play.
Malik sure has been big in there.
Besides that one mistake, he's played an extremely solid game.
As the clock now hits 30 seconds still to remain.
30 and a half seconds, second 5, and Hicksville's on the 30-yard line on the right hash mark.
You got to think they're looking to score.
And you got to think it's 4-down territory based on what we've seen out of Rooney's leg.
Yeah. As they line up in that wishbone formation. And the handoff is to number 29.
Number 22.
22.
Richie Waters, 5'7", 180, Scatback.
No, 29. Fitzgerald.
Oh, my informant was incorrect. Fitzgerald Jonathan.
As stopped by Merriweather. Merriweather's third big clog to get.
And that is the end of the first quarter.
Maybe Merriweather is what they missed last year. As we end this first quarter with the score tied 6-6. Did you pause?
No, sure.
Yes. Game for all. Still tied at 6 after the first quarter. Here is senior Rob Weinstein with the stats.
As far as statistics go for the first quarter, QB Tommy Marysack for the Port Washington Vikings has 28 yards with one interception. Sean McCoy has 55 yards, and Stoddard has 6 yards with a TD. On the receiving end, Padone is the only receiver with a catch, 28 yards. And Tommy Weil has missed an extra point. On defense for the Vikings, Underwood has one tackle, Malik leading the way with 3 tackles, and Stoddard and Valenti each with 2.